Debate over a swimming pool slows down Skagway Recreation Center expansion plans, and the Haynesboro's lobbyist gives updates on his first weeks in the Capitol. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Haynesboro lobbyist Bill Thomas submitted his first two reports to the borough, updating staff and the assembly on his progress in Juneau. He wrote that in his first 2 weeks, he attended multiple meetings, sessions, and fundraisers. He listed legislators he met with, but noted few specifics. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
Thomas, a former legislator, has been in Juneau for a few weeks. So far, he's met with lawmakers on important issues like the Alaska Marine Highway System and commercial fishing. It's still early in the session, but the reports thus far are a little vague. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer said she hopes the updates will offer more particulars as the session progresses and the Assembly fleshes out a priority list.
I mean, my concern has always been that as an Assembly, we haven't identified concrete priorities we want a lobbyist to focus on during the legislative session and beyond.
Assemblymember Mike Case maintained that divulging too much information in the lobbyist's updates could be detrimental.
Well, at some point, we wouldn't want some of Bill's information to go out to people who might be competing for the same money that we're trying to get.
Case said he's optimistic the borough will get some money, though not nearly enough.
Because I don't think that there's that money there. But in my opinion, and I did say that Bill and I are good friends, he's very, very effective at finding out where there are pockets with money in them.
At the January 25th Assembly meeting, they voted to hire a Juneau firm called Dynamic Consulting to help with outlining the Assembly's short-term priorities to better assist Thomas and Juneau. For around $4,000, the group will conduct a one-day goal-setting session sometime between now and the end of March. Here's Friedenauer.
It's not necessarily an intense strategic plan we're undertaking yet. I hope we do that eventually. But this is basically a one-day session to identify some immediate goals we should work on as a group, some direction we can give our staff during the budget process, and hopefully some priorities we can outline for the lobbyists.
In his most recent update from the last week in January, Thomas wrote that he sat down in an early morning finance subcommittee meeting focused on the Department of Transportation budget and the ferry system. Later in the week, he wrote that he attended a fisheries committee meeting about young fishermen and the issues they face starting out. Thomas said he was directed by interim manager Brad Ryan to start promoting the Cultures, Humanities, Arts, and Museums Partners, or CHAMP, program. He said in his report he'll be calling in Tuesday's meeting to talk more about it. Ryan said aside from the written updates, he's in frequent contact with Thomas.
It's almost like it's a moving target as things come up as well.
Both updates are available in this week's Assembly Agenda packet. Tuesday's Assembly meeting will also feature four public hearings. Among the hearings is the second and final for the Tourism Department. It's trying to recoup money that was moved over to Economic Development under a previous department head. Tourism is also asking for a second chunk of money to conduct an audit of the borough's online marketing strategy. Another public hearing will call on comments about local bidder preference. A third will solicit input on amending code to revise the review process for capital improvements and borough projects and to delete references to the Coastal Zone Management Plan. Resolutions are on the agenda about fish tax revenue, Assembly support against state cuts to public broadcasting, and hiring Southeast Road Builders for the Piedad Springs Water Treatment Plant. In new business, interim manager Ryan is requesting the borough enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Friends of Mosquito Lake School and Community Center for use of the facility. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Find links to both Thomas's updates and the full Assembly meeting agenda at khns.org. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Skagway's Recreation Center offers everything from Pilates and aerial tissue classes to spinning and rock climbing. An expansion plan is in the works to build more space for activities, but one part of the project is causing debate, the swimming pool. Some residents think a pool is needed to teach children to swim and improve quality of life, but others think it's a luxury Skagway can't afford. On a Tuesday afternoon in January, dozens of kids run and roller skate around the rec center.
We're looking to expand because we have completely outgrown ourselves.
Catherine Nelson is the rec center director. She leads the way around the building, showing areas where space is cramped, like the weight room and cardio floor.
So this is our spinning bike area. We just got 15 brand new Blade Ion bikes, which are amazing. And then just a whole bunch of cardio equipment.
The spinning bikes and cardio equipment are several feet away from each other.
It is rather distracting when you're teaching a class and you've got music playing for the people that are up here just wanting to do cardio. And
Nelson says there's also not enough room for group fitness classes.
This place is highly class-driven, and we have great instructors, and there's prime times. And so when you're offering yoga at 5:30, somebody might want like a body pump class, or you know what I mean? So you can only do so much.
She says the center's activities have been squeezed for space for years now, especially during the summer.
The one thing that we really don't want people to forget about is that the most important need of this facility right now is to expand it so that we can maintain what we're already doing in a safe way.
The reason Nelson thinks people might forget about that, three words, the swimming pool.
I think it isn't crazy how many people in this town where we live on water that cannot swim.
Resident Beth Smith is one of many who petitioned the Borough Assembly to support an aquatic center as part of the rec center expansion. But the hefty price tag, up to $20 million, plus yearly operation costs, sparked concern. Here's Assemblyman Tim Cochran.
Everything we have in this town has to be subsidized. We don't have the luxury of a population that can sustain anything.
The Assembly considered a 1% sales tax increase that would help pay for the pool, but the members were split. An ad hoc pool working group decided to seek the professional help of Colorado-based USA Swimming. The group advocates for community pools with the slogan, "Saving Pools Saves Lives." USA Swimming's Mick and Sue Nelson will host a custom build and program a pool conference April 12th and 13th in Skagway. The conference will cost the municipality between $3,000 and $5,000. Assemblymember Spencer Morgan chairs the pool working group.
We just want to get the word out, because the more people we have there to give input on the community, the better idea we can get of what type of facility we really are looking at, whether it's the Taj Mahal, whether it's something to a lesser extent, whether it's, you know, a competition-sized pool. They've done this in other communities, and I think it'll give us a good idea of what we're looking at going forward.
Back at the rec center, Nelson says she's been working on the expansion plans for 8 years. She says she doesn't want the debate about the pool to hold back progress on what the center needs more urgently, space for its existing services.
It's just, it would be nice to, like, just to know, have a direction and just get something done, because in reality, the idea to expand the weight room was a necessity, and, you know, and then it was just, come on, let's revisit the pool, and the whole pool is holding us back from actually getting what we need right now.
She says even if there is no pool, moving forward with something is better than nothing. And coming up this week in KHNS News, a theater production involving nearly 20 Haines women takes the stage this weekend. The Haynesboro School District begins superintendent interviews Tuesday and expects to narrow down the applicant field to a few finalists who will be invited to town for in-person interviews. The Haines Planning Commission is set to hold public hearings on a hydro operation at Walker Lake and a new restaurant in Fort Seward. And Skagway Borough Assembly member Dan Henry will be in Juneau Court Tuesday. He signed a plea agreement last week admitting guilt to federal tax charges. We'll have those stories and more this week in KHNS News. I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.